Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Hi, I'm Megan, host of Radio Free Saturday Morning, the eclectic music mix beacon of the Four Corners and worldwide. Tune in to discover new music and to revel in the more familiar with no rules on genre, form, or novelty. Learn more about the origins of songs, the lives of the musicians that made them, and a wide array of interesting facts in general. It's freeform radio at its finest. Hear what you rarely hear anywhere else here on Radio Free Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Saturday on KSJE.
Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Thursday morning, the 10th day of August 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air right here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast, of course, at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to listen in, just go to our website, of course, and tune in to ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So we're glad that you're all with us this morning. Coming up today, we're getting an update from Four Corners Economic Development. Interim CEO Scott Bird is here to talk with me about some of the projects that are ongoing. We'll learn more about that in the next few moments right here on KSJE this morning. Then, of course, Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts. That's our weekday classical music program beginning at 9:06 on KSJE today. A reminder, you can also connect with us on our Twitter page, which is now called X, or on our Instagram page as well, in addition to Facebook and YouTube. And if you're a podcast person, we remind you that you can subscribe for free to KSJE podcasts wherever you listen to them, places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Pandora. The list goes on and on. So subscribe and maybe discover a new local program that you may have missed recently. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a sunny Thursday morning, 70 degrees so far. We're expecting a mostly sunny day, but a 50% chance of a scattered shower may pop up this afternoon. And today's high, 87 in Farmington. More chances for rain overnight tonight with a low of 61. Chances for rain for the next several days, as a matter of fact, taking a look at our weather map, 88 for a high on Friday, 83 Saturday, 86 on Sunday, mid-80s Monday and Tuesday, with overnight lows right near 60 degrees. Back with my guest with more in just a moment. This is KSJE. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. Back with my guest in Studio A this morning, Scott Bird is here with me. He is the interim CEO of Four Corners Economic Development. Mr. Bird, good morning. Welcome to KSJE.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
I'm getting excited about your weather forecast. Maybe monsoons are going to make it after all.
How about that, right? Several days worth of scattered showers and not 100-degree temperatures. So
yep,
that is a nice change, you bet. But I wanted to bring you in to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on with Foresaid. Of course, Four Corners Economic Development is kind of the driving economic organization to do economic development and talk about all these different things that could be happening and are happening here in the community. And so I wanted to bring you in, and I know you're also actively looking for a new CEO for the organization as well. So maybe let's start there and
sure.
Talk a little bit about that search process.
Yeah, so we are the economic organization for the county, for San Juan County, and then we have, of course, at the city of Farmington, Warren Unsicker, and he is the economic development specialist for the city of Farmington. So we work hand in hand with them. But think of FORCED, Four Corners Economic Development, as the countywide economic organization, economic development organization. And also, because of our name, Four Corners Economic Development, we like to get involved with other areas in the Four Corners. We've come up short on that in the last couple of years, just because we have plenty to do here within the county. But you're right, Scott. So we're Arvin Trujillo left us in March, late March of this year. So that's been 5 months ago or so, and went to work with Boo Nigrin at the executive offices of the Navajo Nation. And so it was a good move for Arvin. Left us a little bit hanging, and so we kind of decided what was best for the organization. Right now we have three consultants, and I was one of them. And overall, just in general, it seemed like a logical thing to slide me into this slot as an interim CEO. I work on site there at the FORCED offices at San Juan College, and that made the most sense. And so that's where we are now, but we're actively looking for a CEO. We've put it out, thrown out a net, and have had many, many applicants, some local, some from all over the place, even internationally. And just within the last week, we have tapered it down to five applicants and have gone through that interview process. So we're through phase one, and are pretty excited about some of the prospects there. So yeah, we're hoping to move forward on that.
Any timetable to make an announcement now that you're through with this first round and have it narrowed down to five?
Yeah, so I would say if things go like we hope, we might be able to make an announcement maybe mid-September, bring them in mid-October. You never know what that time frame looks like. But certainly by the end of the year, we hope to have a permanent CEO at Four Corners Economic Development.
Very good.
Yeah.
And I should have used this in part of the introduction, too. You have been part of Four Corners Economic Development for quite a number of years, working in that organization.
Well, true. I retired about 5 years ago. But my roots to Four Corners Economic Development, which was under a different name, goes back to 1992. In fact, I was president of the organization, and I don't remember the year, but Margaret McDaniels was our executive director at that time. And I've been on and off the board and involved with the organization a long time. I believe very strongly in what Four Corners Economic Development does and the difference it makes in this county. And then back to your question, most recently, about 4 years ago, I became the business services consultant for Four Corners Economic Development, doing budgeting and business development and miscellaneous other things. So yes, that's what I was doing.
And that's what made you kind of the perfect fit to slide into this interim position,
right?
I think, from what the board probably was thinking.
Yeah,
at the time.
It made the most sense.
Right. And with Arvin now with the Navajo Nation and the president's office, does that hopefully give you maybe a little bit of Four Corners Economic Development, a little bit of insight maybe into the tribe and maybe a voice in the president's ear maybe for some of the things that Arvin was working on when he was here?
I think it does. As you can imagine, Dr. Nigrin is very busy. He was inaugurated, I think, in January, and I'm sure that his schedule has only gotten busier since that time. But we have a great relationship with the Navajo Nation. Of course, Arvin Trujillo is a friend of ours, as is a lot of people within in his administration. And so we're being patient. Certainly, we reach out frequently, as does the county, the city, others, and in the right time, we're gonna we will continue to let that relationship develop and flourish. And so we're very optimistic that there'll be more synergy with the Navajo Nation as we move through the next 3 years of the Nigrin administration.
Very good. And yeah. And certainly there's a lot of ongoing projects with Four Corners Economic Development that the tribe is already an integral part of. Rail comes to mind.
Yes.
Freight rail project. You couldn't move forward without them, I don't think.
That's right. Almost anything that is what you'd consider a big project involves a Navajo Nation, whether it's broadband, whether it's this hydrogen hub initiative. certainly the railroad and others. They're our neighbors, and we cross boundaries and paths, obviously populations, every day, all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
And that saying, rising tide raises all boats or something, right? If economic development comes to San Juan County, it's going to come to parts of the Navajo Nation too.
Yeah, and vice versa. Yeah.
So that's an important thing. Let's talk about a couple of things that you mentioned. One, I guess, let's start with the freight rail, and that is ongoing.
Right.
You all and the county, I think, is the lead agency on this, got a major grant for planning and, major, like seven figures major.
Yes.
To put down pen to paper some of these things that we've been talking about. And so that is moving forward?
Very much so, and you're right. So, foresaid, our organization, we either lead initiatives or we support initiatives. And our board this year spent a lot of time under the guidance of Jeremiah Hayes, who's chairman of the board, and Vince Moffitt and Alicia Corbell and John Byram, others that most of you know, deciding, you know, what are the things that we need to work on? And we absolutely divided them into things that we should lead, things that we shouldn't lead but support. And we don't have a lot of resources, either financially or from a staffing standpoint. So back to your question, Scott, what about the railroad? That is an initiative that we are totally on board with, but we do not have the resources to lead it. The county's doing a great job. It was a $2 million grant. And that study, which people tongue-in-cheek say, how many studies are we going to have about the railroad? And I'm one of those guys. It's like, let's quit studying it and let's go drive some railroad spikes. But it just doesn't work that way. And so the county is moving forward. We have the best legs under this initiative that we've ever had. HDR is our consultant, is the county's consultant, and they are fantastic at what they do. And I think we're making really good headway, and we'll have some news to report this fall and into next spring on
okay.
this initiative.
Good to know.
Yeah.
But I think one of the things that Foresight's been able to do with a project like this is get a lot of players around the table to talk about how they can all help each other to move this forward. And that, I think, is one of the things that Foresight does, is with the tribe and the county and the cities and everybody to say, here's something that could be beneficial to everybody, even the region, the greater region as a whole, having a rail spur come to the Four Corners area, because there isn't anything within, I don't know, 100 miles or more.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of also what Foresight can do. Without a lot of resources, you can still get people at the table.
Right. One of the things I get scolded for often is having unscheduled meetings at our Foresight offices in our conference room, and the administrative folks over there get mad at me. But one of the things that we do a good job of is collaborating. And we have what we consider good relationships with all the people you just mentioned, all the entities you just mentioned. And so, you know, who brings all those together? Well, you know, if you're a government entity like the county or the city or even San Juan College, it's more difficult. We can do it on a neutral ground and bring all the stakeholders, the key players together. And we do a good job of that. That's one of our, I think, our strengths and our purposes for Four Corners Economic Development.
Right. Another thing you mentioned was broadband. That's an initiative I know that's been ongoing, and the idea maybe to increase broadband capacity here in the area, have maybe some redundancies.
Sure.
Bring it across the Navajo Nation and other places. And then we hear a lot about these kind of site-neutral workers that can work from anywhere now since the pandemic. And so that's, I think, another possible economic driver for this area.
Yeah.
To bring people out of some of those bigger congested cities and out of their shoebox apartments, and they can maybe be here with a backyard and a place for the kids to play and all these different types of opportunities, right?
Right, yeah. And it's a good point you're making, because no matter who you talk to, whether it's the state economic development folks, consultants, economic development consultants from all over the place, and we've used several, all talk about if you don't have good infrastructure, and broadband is the first thing that comes to mind, you're going to have a difficult time attracting good businesses and retirees and location-neutral workers to your community. The rail is another infrastructure item that we sorely lack. And course, that a retiree doesn't care too much about rail, but certainly manufacturing businesses do. And so,
but they care if they can get their granite countertops in for a cheaper price when they redo the kitchen or something, which is what rail could help with.
Absolutely, yeah. And so, but broadband is a big, hairy ape elephant project. I mean, it's just a big deal, and it's complicated for many reasons. And one of those is because we've got to get broadband across the Navajo Nation. Well, you know, that's hard to do. And even if we're going from here to Bloomfield, it's hard to do. You've got a lot of landowners. You've got infrastructure issues. I believe that we need a champion. And there's a lot of agencies and nonprofit entities and other things working on broadband enhancement. The state, certainly, they got a lot of money to be allocated toward this, but it doesn't seem like anyone is the kingpin or the champion, and that's an initiative that Forsyth would like to take on to the extent that we can to help guide that process. And so I'm hoping this fall, once we get stabilized a little bit more, that we might look at doing that.
Right. Yeah. Very good. Hydrogen is another buzzword that we're hearing a lot about these days. Sure. There's a lot of things that are going on in not just New Mexico, but I think across the western states. And so Forsyth is part of that discussion as well, and trying to attract maybe some federal investments here to New Mexico, and more specifically San Juan County.
Yes, absolutely. So in a nutshell, the Biden administration allocated $9 billion, I believe, to develop hydrogen hubs, a new energy source for the United States. And in order to do that, they want to create hydrogen hubs. Initially, the thought was 4 or 5, and each of those would get $1.5 billion or whatever it was to develop that. Anyway, through the process, San Juan County has done a really good job of creating three opportunities, one of them being, and the one that we're closest to, is out at Nappy, out at the big farm on the hill. In fact, Chris Hunter, one of our other consultants, is in Washington, D.C. this week presenting to the Department of Energy, and we're all keeping our fingers crossed that we're one of the selected projects. We have three in San Juan County. There's four in the western state, or eight in the western states, which is, and I'm going to get this wrong, but Utah, New Mexico, Colorado, and Wyoming. So I didn't get it wrong.
There you go.
So anyway, we think we have a good shot at that. And natural gas plays a big part in this whole process. And man, there's not a better place on the planet to use natural gas for development than our county.
Right. And that seems to have some support from even Santa Fe.
Yes.
And the governor's office too, correct?
Yeah. I think everyone sees this as a huge economic opportunity for our state. And you know, New Mexico needs huge economic opportunities. We all know that.
That's true. So, yeah. And for folks that have been hearing the word hydrogen and hydrogen hub in conversation, the idea being, as you mentioned, this is a potential new fuel source as the country moves away from maybe petroleum and gasoline. The idea would be maybe for a long haul transportation type of a fuel, we could use hydrogen instead for maybe trucking and rail or things like that. Is that kind of what the whole bigger picture is?
That I think that is the bigger picture. Really interesting is one of our great privately owned companies here in Farmington, PESCO, is actually manufacturing these units that end up converting, and again, I'm going to get this wrong, but creating hydrogen through this very complex piece of machinery. And they've actually got one now on the ground in St. Louis. And so that's great for our economy. That's great for PESCO. It's great for jobs. And it puts us on the map as a hydrogen player.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it. And so that's kind of what the whole idea is behind this, is that we're going to need, as a country, we're going to need this alternative fuel source as we move off of maybe gasoline and things like that for long distance.
Yeah, it's a new energy source and much cleaner, et cetera. And it you know, fossil fuel is not that popular with many folks these days, but that will help move from carbon to this hydrogen.
Right. Yeah. And so those are, I think, to me, the bigger projects that you all are working on. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of other things. And I want to always talk, whenever I have someone from Foresight here, about the website, because you guys invested a lot of time and money and resources into making what I think is a really interesting and data-driven website for folks who are interested about San Juan County, maybe moving to San Juan County, maybe starting a business in San Juan County, raising a family in San Juan County. The mm-hmm. list goes on and on and on. Sure. So I would like to spend a little bit of time talking with you about the website.
Yeah, so we, a couple of years ago, we brought in a company called Golden Shovel, who specializes in building websites for economic development organizations. And we partnered with them, and we paid a handsome fee for this. But if you research economic development around the country, whether you're talking to site selectors or industry experts, the website is the place that you get the most bang for your buck. And so we felt it was critical to get Four Corners economic development in the right place in the website. And so we've spent a lot of time. Chris Hunter helps us with this as well, as does the board, making that the best it can be. And there's a lot to it. You have to keep it updated. You have to keep pictures fresh. You got to keep stories fresh. And so that's a full-time, not a full-time job, but certainly a consistent job.
Ongoing. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, but it is a great resource.
So you can dive down and get information about Aztec, Bloomfield, Kirtland, Farmington. I mean, it really does
yes.
have a lot of data for folks who want
it. It's got a lot of data. You can do comparative studies on there, compare us to cities like Montrose and Grand Junction, and look at our labor force and demographics. It's robust. If you haven't been there, sign up for our newsletter while you get in there. You'll get prompted to do so. But go visit that website. It's worth spending a few hours on.
Yeah, no yeah. kidding. Yeah. Or you could spend a few hours if you're not careful and keep digging and
easily.
Digging and digging
easily.
That's
yeah.
very true. That is one of the things that also I think Four Corners Economic Development does is you talked about site selectors and things like that, and that's kind of the longstanding view, I think, of economic development agencies is, you know, somebody calls and says, hey, I want to build a factory and bring in or hire 500 people. What can you set me up with or what have you? That probably doesn't happen as often maybe as one might think. But when it does, you still need to have someone answering the phone and being able to show them what the county has to offer, I suppose.
Absolutely. And that's on our website as well. We have commercial properties listed on there. Warren Unsicker at the city does a really good job. We team with him on these requests, and they're so you're right. A lot of times they come through the state of New Mexico, and someone will need a building of X square feet, usually large, 25,000 or more, lots of acres, you know, 10 acres to up to 500 acres, and we don't have the capacity at Foresight to spend much time on those. But Warren takes those, and we kind of tag team with him. He does all the heavy lifting. To respond to those. So they're not going unanswered.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in the future, that may be something that we become better at with more resources.
Right.
Sure.
And that is also working, I think, with the state and, as you mentioned, others that would maybe send those requests maybe out to the economic development agencies in the state if they get a
yeah.
request, right, coming into
yeah.
the office and things like that. Just a few minutes remaining this morning, Scott Burr, to talk a little bit about some of the other projects that you have going on. I know you had your annual meeting not too long ago, just a week ago, maybe?
Yes, it was.
And so I know a lot of your members were updated on some of the things that we have been talking about this morning, but is there some other stuff that you're working on that I haven't asked you about yet?
Yeah, I'd like to let me mention a couple other things.
Sure.
One of the things that is important in economic development is a term called BRE. We use a lot of acronyms, like everyone does in their business, but BRE is Business Retention and Expansion, and Nancy Shepard is a pro at this, who's another consultant for Foresight. And we go out and we talk to businesses, interview them, and find out what's important to them, what do they need to help them add jobs, create more revenue, grow. And after doing a bunch of these interviews during COVID, we're kind of circling back now and doing more. And from that, we get directives from doing this. One of the things that we hear a lot is we need to beautify our corridors. And I think everybody would agree with that. You drive in to places in our county and it's not beautiful. So we're working with that. The Marion Family Foundation gave us a small grant to work on that. We've got a committee. That's just one of the things. But these BRE visits are important. We also are doing these breakfast meetings, and I would encourage you absolutely to come to those. They're once a quarter, 7:30 at the Civic Center. All kinds of topics. One of my favorites was we had Perry Webb come in and talk about the new LDS temple being built in Farmington and what an impact that's going to have in our county. So keep an eye out for those. The Edge Awards banquet is an annual banquet where we celebrate companies that are successful, have grown, employ local folks. It's held at the college. It's a very nice event. Keep an eye out for that. We'd love to have you come to that.
And let me make a couple points about the Edge Awards, too, because these are companies that maybe you haven't heard of. I know, and for someone in the media, I feel like I kind of know what's going on, but even I am sometimes surprised by these Edge Award winners and what they do. And maybe they don't sell locally, but maybe they sell nationally or internationally, and that business comes back to San Juan County. So I think it's a really cool and interesting thing to congratulate and recognize these businesses, and that's what the Edge Awards does.
Yeah, absolutely, and it is interesting. That's a good point. There's a lot of businesses in town, and I've been in the business community here since 1992 that I've never even heard of or know of, and yet they employ 15 or 20 people. They export products outside of our county, and it's like, I didn't even know you were here. So it's kind of fascinating.
Nice opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. What else did...
One of the things we're working on that I just want to point out is the New Mexico EDD, Economic Development Division, is a state agency, and they recognize economic development organizations around the state. They work with all of them, but one of the things that we're working on right now is to become certified with New Mexico EDD. So we've spent time during our annual meeting time frame doing that, and the benefit is we get credentialed as an organization. We went through a long interview process, submitted a lot of documents, and so on. The good news is if we are picked, which we'll know here in the next couple of weeks, that the Economic Development Department, the State Department, funds us $40,000 annually for up to 10 years, as long as they have the funding. We have to reapply every year, but it's a much less strenuous process going forward. That's good, because our budget is very constrained. We have a lot of great stakeholders. It's interesting, San Juan County, San Juan College, the City of Farmington, PESCO, the hospital, some other ones are our big donors. But we have 5,000 businesses in San Juan County, and we have 86 who are members of our organization. And people say, well, why would I want to be a member of Foresaid? And I would ask you to look at it not as what am I going to get out of it, but what am I helping the community do? We need an economic development organization in this county. Somebody has to handle a lot of stuff, and we do that, and I think we do it well. But you know, when you're looking at our website, give consideration to helping us out, becoming members. I hope to have 200 members over the next couple of years added.
Right.
It's a worthy investment, and it's not going to kill you.
Right. But, yeah. True. And you mentioned that BRE acronym, right?
Yes.
Business Retention and Expansion, and that is another, I think, proven economic development effort, right? That if you can help the businesses who are already here, who are already successful and established, do better, maybe expand, maybe hire more people, maybe create more jobs, things like that. That's a proven economic development effort.
Absolutely, and it's the most effective. If we spend time doing that and do it well, we'll get more out of that than we will going out around the U.S. looking for companies to relocate here. It just doesn't work that way. And so helping our existing businesses be successful, grow, expand, bring resources to them. I think we're good at that. We're getting better at it, and that's the most effective use of our time.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what a membership at Foresaid helps to support.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Scott Bird, it's nice to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank
What's
you.
Left of it.
It's getting short, but it's coming on. I'm going to enjoy every last minute of sunlight. You bet. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
That's
thanks.
Scott Bird, the interim CEO from Four Corners Economic Development, my guest this morning right here with me on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.